I shouldn't start with well, I guess it's the 18th of a month. Is it 18th or
17th?
You guessed wrong.
It's August 17th, and we're recording an Idle News Pod Blast, and I'm Chris Remo.
I'm Nick Brecken.
And I'm Jake Rodkin.
Yeehaw. Are you?
I was told once that I was.
Oh, good.
But there's another time.
We don't. They said I was Nick Brecken of Telltale Games.
There's a time and a place for you to be Jake Rodkin.
Yeah,
you know. And we played StarCraft 2. Nick and I played it.
I didn't play it.
Nope.
Jake didn't play it. I was not allowed to play
it. Nope. They didn't let him play it.
Yeah.
That was pretty harsh.
I know.
They flew me out to Blizzard.
Yeah.
They showed me their top secret op center and their cool library.
He said, "Nope, no, no."
And
game.
Then they said, "StarCraft, no, 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 no." But then I went to Disneyland.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's fun.
But we totally did play it.
We played StarCraft 2.
How does it compare?
But this time we played the single player.
Single player, one player only.
One player, this one P. We loaded up one P. It was good.
It was fun. Wait, Jake was going to ask how it compared to a something.
Oh, to Splash Mountain, but you guys are moving on.
Subtle differences between StarCraft 2 and Splash Mountain. To the trained eye.
Yeah. Maybe less moonings.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mooning on Splash Mountain would be pretty epic.
Yeah, that'd be hardcore. Yeah.
That would take
some balls. I was referring to the rare bear, but yeah, that would...
Balls required.
Yeah.
Anyway, StarCraft 2 takes some balls. I'm pretty sure it says that on the box.
Yeah. The marketing is done by the remainder of 3D Realms.
They actually give you sort of, you know, StarCraft 2 branded truck nuts.
Do you guys remember that Duke Nukem game, Balls of Steel?
Balls of Steel.
Balls, yeah.
The pinball game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just asking. I also remember it.
Oh, they've licensed that, actually. When you're waiting for a multiplayer round to start in StarCraft 2, you gotta have balls. It plays Balls of Steel.
It gives you a round of balls of steel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
You gotta have the balls.
Come on.
Yeah.
That much they did show me when I was down there.
Oh, right. You saw that part. Yeah.
They showed me the balls of the steel pinball
game. Like, we can't really show you the actual game.
They might have just been showing me Apogee's Balls of Steel, but they told me it was StarCraft 2 at the time.
What do you think of it? What were your impressions?
Balls of steel.
Oh, sweet. That's kind of what I expected.
Yeah, it sort of made me feel like I had balls of steel.
Wow.
Surprisingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Especially when it's a pinball game. It's also ping pong, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, good.
Yeah.
We're off to a great start here. Not talking about StarCraft.
Yes.
So get ready for us to flush this down the tube and try to actually get on topic.
All right. Time to go.
Time to die.
Time to die. This is for you. This is yours.
Yep.
This is for you.
That feature also not in StarCraft 2.
I know. What the hell, Blizzard? You're slipping.
Is it not?
Die. This is yours.
Time to die.
Die. Oops. Die. We did actually play StarCraft 2, we swear. We're not just stalling.
Yeah.
We played that game.
Yeah, we did.
That computer game.
We did. We played it before it was officially delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny, actually, that you mentioned that because...
That's your cred test?
Yeah.
We played StarCraft 2 before it was delayed.
That's like those guys who are on MMO forums and stuff, and they have tags that are like, was in beta 1 since, like, whatever.
I've been playing Counter-Strike since the day.
Before beta.
Before beta.
Yeah. I broke into Gooseman's house and stole his alpha build, and I've been playing it ever since. So we didn't do that.
We broke
though.
Into Blizzard.
Yeah.
House.
Well, we did, but we're not supposed to tell people that.
Yeah.
So we didn't. We didn't do that. No. But we did go and play the real game.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of it? It sounds like maybe it was a pretty sweet StarCraft experience.
Yeah.
It's like the future of StarCraft.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks for trumpeting that in there. That was good.
It was the future.
The future.
It's even more the future of StarCraft now. It's a little farther in the future now.
Yeah.
You got that little extra boost.
Exactly.
You got the burp bump.
That much more future is included now.
Oh, man.
10% more future. They did say, I mean, there were.
That was a 10% boost burp.
Right.
StarCraft 2, 10% more future. Yeah.
Now that it's launching in 2010.
Yeah.
There were little clues kind of, even at the time that.
Yeah.
That the
some
game.
Things weren't really final. Then they admitted that.
They.
That they were.
Coming 2010.
Because I mean, the line is that it's because of Battle.net, and I think that's probably largely the case.
Yeah.
But it's clear that the single player game also has some stuff that's still being worked out. I mean, there's a whole system in there of kind of persistent quests that you can do.
Yeah, on top of the
overtime,
on top of the engineering stuff where you can upgrade units and get special units and things. There's the laboratory thing where you
the laboratory.
Yeah. where you collect pelts.
That was the noise that it makes when you go there, and that's sort of what they're taking out now. That's the revision that
that's why they're delaying it.
Yeah,
they're trying to scrub the entire thing of
why
Wizard
laboratory. Collect 30 pelts.
Yeah, I will bring them.
Mike Morhaime's like, guys, I don't know about that one.
why did we license the likeness of Vincent Price for StarCraft 2?
It was available.
Yeah. It was lying around. But it does
it dug does, it up.
Yeah. It is basically that, or at least the form that they're I guess redoing was that. I mean, it's
do you also like deliver a letter for someone?
Yeah, you bake some pies. You have to pick, you know, a certain number of rhubarbs. Can you pick a rhubarb? I don't really know how that works.
In the future, anything's possible.
Oh, okay, yeah. In StarCraft 2.
Well, in 2010,
space
even.
Rhubarbs. It's the actual
synthesize of a rhubarb.
That's the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
The first StarCraft 2 is space rhubarbs. Right. You thought it was Terrans.
You thought it was Wings of Liberty. Nope. Nope. Space rhubarbs.
Yep.
So yeah, they had a system in there where you can
make tarts.
You can go and the laboratory man will give you things to do, like, you know, collect 8 Zerg wings or something, and then you've got to.
Sweet.
Wasn't it stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean,
collect a Zerg wing.
Sure, why not? And then you'd have to do that over the course. I mean, you didn't have to actually
say that like 10 times fast.
Right, exactly. And you'd do that over the course of several missions.
Jake Whoa. Spilled himself.
Did Jake just spill
Jake
on himself?
Jake had an accident.
I just dumped iced tea on my crotch.
Is that what that is?
Oh, it's the color of a very dehydrated.
Someday we'll talk about StarCraft 2. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, man. This went from the worst to the best.
That's up for debate.
Okay.
Oh, man. So Zerglings.
Zergling.
Yeah.
You gotta kill all the Zergwings.
That's how that guy talked. Yeah, it's crazy.
Blizzard's going some weird directions with StarCraft 2.
He wanted you to collect Zergwings, but he actually just wanted you to play the campaign and kill the Zerg.
Right.
I just collect the Zergwings.
I can't find all these Zergwings he's talking about.
He wants you to correct the Zerglings, which means kill them.
Only from the Hydralisks? Or how does this work? I don't
Oh boy!
So that guy's in the game for some reason. Yeah. I guess they're taking him out too. This this game was way too confusing for people early on.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts out, you're in this lab.
It's got a sort of immersive start where, you know, it says Blizzard Entertainment presents and the guy just pops up, collect the Zergwings before the menu even comes up. It was weird. That didn't play test too well. No. So, yeah, I heard that they had an internal review where they sort of evaluated a couple of the features that they had going, and that guy did not make the cut.
No,
it's unfortunate.
Bobby Kotick was not pleased.
Yeah.
Oh man, that reminds
me. Bobby Kotick wasn't pleased that like Puffin's Man didn't make it in StarCraft.
He did the voice work, so
is that Bobby Kotick?
Yeah. There was a I took a tour of the Blizzard office, and they down in the web department, they have like the big granite pillars, you know, that hold up the roof or whatever.
The real office upstairs.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And
they're in the converted parking garage. Apparently. Right.
And they I guess had like a week or something where they all decorated all those pillars with whatever they wanted. And you know, most of them had, you know, the guy who was good at drawing cartoons would come and draw Zerglings on it or Warcraft stuff or whatever.
Zergwing.
And the Zergwing. And then, one of them was just completely black with nothing on it except a Polaroid of Bobby Kotick. That was the funniest goddamn thing.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let me take
a
picture
shit.
Of it.
It's because Bobby Kotick would see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
You would probably use that as his photo for a Gamma Sutra story.
No one would know what it was, but yeah.
A digital camera picture of a wall with a picture of a Polaroid of Bobby Kotick on it.
Oh, God.
The apocalypse.
All right, turn that off. So StarCraft 2 is a video game that we played.
Right.
That was we have this dynamic alarm that when we start getting too off topic, it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
It was coded by Blizzard. Yeah. So they did have a system where you could get you could sort of just complete these quests over the course of a of many missions, but it sounds like they're kind of starting over on that and trying it again.
Trying something different.
So that and it was sort of an entire system that had already been implemented, and it did suggest
we just made fun of it a whole bunch, but
it was actually a real thing.
Mini boodle-a-doo persistent quest system.
And it does seem like they were basically, it's Blizzard, so it's not a huge surprise, but they're willing to say, well, this isn't really actually what we this isn't actually how we wanted this game to play, so that they're just going to redesign that system. And then I guess the BattleNet stuff is
still way up
enormously there. Enormously up there. But there were other things. There were just little bugs. Obviously bugs are going to come up until the game's locked down, but there was a particularly amusing one where Nick stumbled upon a dragoon.
Yes.
An unplayable dragoon. There are no dragoons in the multiplayer Protoss section of this game, but we did a few computer AI multiplayer skirmishes.
And I was just sitting there playing and all of a sudden I noticed I could build a dragoon. Which was not right.
No.
So I built one,
in fact,
and it was a sort of a checkered sphere, and he just kind of moved around, like kind of like if you put like a hamster in a half of a hamster ball, and just
if you put a hamster into half of another hamster,
it's
gross. Like, but that. This
so that it's like a hamster like if you put one into a ball. Dragoon.
It wasn't the real dragoon then.
No, it was a checkered sphere that clearly was not.
It was like a leftover.
It
weird,
shot
like
it had a
buried in code dragoon because it also had all the icons from StarCraft 1.
StarCraft 1 icons.
Like the interface was the
effects. Where's the attack effects were from the other unit that actually replaced the dragoon.
Yeah.
Where's the real dragoon then?
Well,
I don't know. we that's a quest, I think. Yeah.
Find me one dragoon. I can't.
All right, find me some zerglings.
Nick figures it was. You were saying you talked to some.
I talked to Blizzard rep, but he said it was probably most likely they were using it for a
campaign mission
or secret surprise. Hey, so
not a surprise anymore.
No, I've spoiled.
We're busting
spoiler.
The lid off of this.
That was that
mystery.
Alarm.
Bargo Buster.
That was the spoiler alert alarm.
Right, it knew we were coming up with the dragoon.
But there are a lot of other units like that, like Firebats and Medics will not be in the multiplayer, but they'll be in the single player.
So. Yeah. The removal of Medics is pretty huge. I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah, they turned them into dropships now. They're medevac dropships.
With a human brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just sort of like beam green goo at your units.
Cool. But they do have Medics in the single player. We played four or five single player missions.
You were a medic.
They're all Terran. The single player stuff in the first StarCraft 2 game is all Terran stuff. And they do have Firebats and Medics in that. And in fact, I used a shitload of those. In fact, I almost entirely Firebats and Medics when I was playing. So now I'm screwed if I want to play that game online with the Terrans.
Yeah, yeah.
That's apparently all I like to do.
Yeah. The Koreans don't waste their time on Firebats.
Firebats and Medics, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
That's your StarCraft
your StarCraft 2 album name.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look out for
every minute you play
Facebook
with a fire
app that tells you how to find yours.
Yeah.
What?
I was just saying Charlie gets stronger when you play with a fire bat. But
Charlie gets stronger is
We should talk about the missions before we get way too off track.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Yeah. There is a really good system, that's become a little more common in real-time strategy games recently, Dawn of War 2, most recently perhaps, where as you play through the missions, you get points you can use to upgrade your guys with different skills, and it's up to you which direction you want to take them in and which units you want to upgrade.
Oh, I mean, it's sort of your entire army as an RPG character?
Yeah. And you get just these individual little skill, they're not trees, but little skill rows, basically, where you've got one where
like
you can
call them
row.
Yeah.
Grid. Like the Firebat, I shouldn't bring up specific units because I don't know. But,
well, you can do things. I mean, like in the bunker, for instance, you can upgrade the bunker to carry more
to
units
gun,
or to have a turret on top of it. And
like
each,
a tree,
each unit
it's like
has
a single branch.
Well, each unit has, I think, two of these. I think almost every unit has two upgrades.
Yeah.
two columns.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Each of which contains a row.
I thought there were three columns. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Maybe, but,
But the point is, you can upgrade your
shit.
There
are three.
And it's fun. And there are even a couple cases where you can create a brand new unit. Like, I could have sworn there was some kind of just standalone turret or something.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's so, a fire.
Also
it's like a fire bat turret.
Human
brain. Right. Yeah, like that's a exactly. flamethrower.
And so that's something where you can just end up actually having a unit that you wouldn't otherwise have had.
Yep.
Which is.
Yeah, you get money for completing missions and you spend that money on that stuff.
And that's all done in the game's hub system, which I think has been sort of hinted at in videos and screenshots. But
It's been it was detailed
much,
last year, but it nobody's really played it yet.
Right. And
you haven't played the hub?
No.
But now we have hub experience. Busting the top off the hub.
Yep.
Busting the cap off the hub. So there's an actual like spaceship you have where you can. There's a spaceship.
Yeah,
I was talking about the hubcap.
Oh right, you can talk to a guy.
It's a hube, by the way.
A hube?
Yeah, it's a hube.
Okay, well there's a hube. You can talk to a dude in it and actually choose what mission you want to go to next and go and like it's not nonlinear really per se, but you do sort of. I mean, you end up pretty much doing I think the same stuff. Everyone ends up doing like it's one of those cases where you have to choose between. Well, for the most part, I mean, you have to choose
in the
between.
Beginning. I think. Well, from what I've heard in interviews, I think the branch gets broader as you go, and that you won't play
like
some missions. They're aiming to make it so that you know when you replay the game, you're able to hit missions that you hadn't already played.
Yeah.
All these missions are going to be, I think, fairly unique. I mean, I think there are going to be some maybe repeated archetypes. Like there are a couple of missions where you race
Satan.
You race Satan and
also the Zerg and the Protoss.
Also and Satan's kind of
implied. What are you actually doing this mission?
you're. Well, in the example that we played, there was a Zerg base, a Protoss base. The Zerg were trying to get to the Protoss base. Your goal was to get to the Protoss base. You both had two separate branches, two separate paths to take. But then there was also a connection between your base and the Zerg base. So the Zerg were attacking you while you're trying to get to the Protoss base. It was basically like a three-way thing. But ultimately, it was a race between you and the Zerg to get to the Protoss. And then there was another race we played where you're on a lava planet, and the lava would rise like every 5 minutes. And the object was to collect as many resources as possible up to...
From these lower levels.
From the lower levels, yeah.
Which would... And every time the lava would rise, any of your units on the lower levels would just be eradicated.
Yeah, you had to manually sort of move your workers out of the lava zone.
Which was, I thought that was kind of interesting.
It was interesting. It was pretty difficult.
I didn't think it was too hard.
I had a really hard time because they were, I mean, I don't know. I had a hard time with it. I think they'll probably tweak a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Cool ideas, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there were some interesting missions. There was one where you, I mean, some of them are more straightforward than others, but it was just nice that there was a bit of a variety. Even in the only four missions we played, they're pretty different. You've got a base, you've got to escort guys from your base to the other side of the map, which, you know, typically is not anyone's favorite thing to do, but there were a variety of ways to go about doing it, including setting up automated patrols, setting up turrets all along the route for them, actually going straight to the Zerg base. The Zerg harassing you, they actually do have just their own base that they use that's going on and pumping out units rather than them spawning just, you know,
basically
arbitrarily.
I mean, it seemed like a lot of these missions, you know, for a player who doesn't really know what he's doing, you're just there to survive, and then beyond that,
almost play it more like StarCraft 1.
Exactly,
you're
and then beyond that, you know,
do,
you have opportunities to, I mean, not only just, you know, do your own thing and just destroy that base, but also there are probably going to be those, you know, lab rewards for gaining, you know, other things, sort of side quests within.
Yeah, there's a whole self-contained achievement system that I assume will tie into the Blizzard WoW achievement system that they've got now. I mean, I assume that'll all go to one account, but there are, you know, sub goals, and they're actually interesting achievements as opposed to this bullshit stuff, you know, where it is actually beat this mission by doing this particular thing, and it's an actual challenging, interesting way to just complete the mission that you might otherwise have tried to do simply because it's a more interesting route to take. It was nice to see that because. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of fun with the StarCraft 1 campaign, but it's definitely less of a strategy game. Like, it's either a straight-up just sort of pitched battle couched in a narrative, or it's like an extremely specific sort of handheld thing where you go through
Do these blatantly linear checkpoints.
The linear thing, or there it was more almost like scenarios where you know, either at a
Jake's at a, knocking things over.
Yeah.
Whereas in this game, in StarCraft 2, there are a lot more that are kind of in between there, or actually contain both at the same time.
They're like mini
games.
And
it's kind of up to you, which way you take.
Yeah.
But what's nice about it, though, is you can you can sort of break outside the confines of the mini game. Is what I think is kind of cool about it.
Dogfighting.
Yeah.
Medic you can golf. Break out of the confines of the mini game.
Yeah.
Get some pelts. That sort of thing. Yep. No, like what are you talking? What are you actually?
I just mean that, you know, you can do things. You can, in at least in the cases that I played, or some of them, it's in some missions it's possible to either just kind of go through the game in the sort of obvious route within sort of the design of the particular mechanic for that mission,
or you can just go out and
take out the Zerg right from where they start. I mean, it's I thought it was kind of a cool thing for a StarCraft game, because that's not how I ever really thought of StarCraft 1 as being.
Yep.
And maybe maybe it was like that. I don't know. Probably people who played StarCraft 1 like that, but this it does. I'm not the biggest achievement fan in general, but games like this do show an interesting route you can
take
with them.
They make you want to achieve.
Right, by implying something else you could be doing that you just may not have actually thought of at all.
The other thing is they're going to have a challenge mode, which will... challenge mode.
Mainly because the main game's for babies. So,
Well, actually, this is teaching babies is the idea here. It's
challenge mode. Teaching babies.
Do this, baby.
But it will. It's basically like an advanced tutorial, and the goal is to there's sort of scenarios that teach you how to play multiplayer specifically, as opposed to single player, which really doesn't train you for that.
Right. So
it's totally challenge different. Mode is basically where they get the cheating bots.
Well, especially now that you don't get your goddamn medics anymore.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So now it's. I mean, the missions are they're just kind of like, you know, collect these many resources while doing this or that, and then if you meet that goal, then you can sort of top it, and you know, it's a challenge mode.
You know, what's actually kind of cool about the first of all about the existence of that challenge mode one, and then also just about the difference between, for example, the force structure in single player Terran and multiplayer Terran, is that it does at least to some extent. Remove some of what will still be a pretty big gulf between starting performance of Terran players versus starting performance of multiplayer Zerg and Protoss players. Like, at least it's not like the guys who go online and start playing with Terran have already gotten tons of single player practice right out of the gate.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, when I go online as the Terran, you're still going to have to learn how they work as a multiplayer race, even aside from how single player mechanics differ from multiplayer mechanics, just even which units you're used to using and how they work together and what your sort of low level strategies are. Like, that's actually kind of a good move.
Yep.
Because that has been one of my concerns actually in general about the game is for people who aren't either super crazy RTS players to begin with or aren't crazy StarCraft players or whatever. I'm slightly worried about there just being tons and tons and tons of Terran players relative to the other races, just because, you know, you start the game, you play through the single player thing, you're like, I'm familiar with the Terrans.
I think probably a lot of players are like, hey, now I want to play as the Zerg because I'm sick of the goddamn Terran.
Yeah, that is
true.
The flip side, is that if all you have in the single player box is the Terrans, you're going to want to, I mean.
That makes sense.
I was lame at StarCraft 1 and I enjoyed playing as the other races.
Yeah.
The other thing is the skirmish mode now.
Aren't Terrans, though, the most commonly played StarCraft race online?
I don't know.
I think
they're the safest one. They're not, you know.
Yeah, that might just be among pro players. I was looking at a list of the top pro players in the world, and it's ridiculous how many of them are Terran.
I think they,
a pro player.
Because of all those medics. That's why they're getting rid of the medics.
Yeah.
I'm talking out of my ass. I have no idea if that's why. Anyway, you were going to say something?
Incisive StarCraft.
Yeah, no, I don't want to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. But I did notice a lot of them were Terrans.
Yeah. It's because of the last patch when they modified the medic to the heal over time 0.4 health. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just playing.
we're all talking out of our ass.
Yeah. The skirmish mode. I was just gonna say the AI they've changed it now to where it
actually
behaves.
Now they've got a Korean mode.
Yeah, right. The Korean mode. The infamous Korean mode. Where the it actually behaves, outside of insane, it behaves like a normal player, so it will scout your base.
Outside of insane. You're going to have to qualify that a little more.
Yeah. There's an easy, medium. I think actually it's beginner, easy, medium, hard, and then there's an insane mode. And Insane operates the
is
same.
Is it called Insane?
Yes. Yeah, it's called Insane.
Sweet.
And it cheats. It knows where you are, but the other ones don't. So they have to actually scout your base and know where you are. And
that's a good move.
Yeah, I was playing against it in skirmish. It seemed really natural. It seemed like it
you
might
mean
actually
the, not the insane one.
Right. Yeah. Medium.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I played against medium. I actually kind of got my ass kicked. It showed me I hadn't played StarCraft in a while.
Yep. It's tough. Yeah. But that's good though because it's a safe way to sort of experiment.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past it was always cheating, so it wasn't anything like a normal game.
Have you played any of the challenge stuff at all? Do you know how that's going to work?
I can't remember if I played it or not. I don't think I did play it, but I talked to Chris City a lot about it.
Speaking of that, we both talked to that guy, and one thing that was interesting that, and I guess we got slightly different answers about this, but when I talked to him, I asked him about the release structure for these games, and since it's coming out in three releases, call them expansions or whatever else, episodes, whatever. I said, basically, so we were having a conversation about it and the thinking behind it and how long they're taking, and I basically said, so it sounds like you're saying it's going to be potentially several years until StarCraft 2 story is actually complete. And his response was very frank, and he basically said, yeah, that's an accurate way to read it, I think, probably. And, I mean, it doesn't sound like he was being very concrete about anything necessarily, but it does sound like just based on how long this game's been taking. And
well, it's got to take several years for sure, because several years is like two or three, right? I mean, that's...
I think it's probably going to be at least three. Maybe not.
Possibly,
know.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
saying, you talked to him and he was saying at least a year.
He was saying that
one.
The goal, I mean, they're hoping that, and it's Blizzard, whatever, but they're hoping that they'll push. He told me specifically that they want to do it faster.
Faster than what?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Faster than
because
than
StarCraft
this.
1 no, had an expansion the
well,
same
okay,
year.
Okay, he started out by saying that they probably won't hit Frozen Throne speed, which is about a year after Warcraft 3.
Right, so they're already saying more than a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just
no, but then he qualified that and said, but they're gonna try and do it pretty quick and just try and get it out at a fair because they know that this was ridiculous.
Well, what does that mean then? 14 months, 16 months? I mean, either
well,
way,
I would,
it's
I,
still...
yeah, like a year and a half or two. Yeah. I mean, that's acceptable to me. I mean, that's not insane. I don't think you're ever gonna go back to like Brood War where you're releasing the expansion the same year.
There are definitely developers though. In recent years who have released expansions relatively quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think Blizzard at this point has just gone into their own realm of... They're up there with Valve now, where it's just kind of they exist in this separate...
It's an episode two type thing. Yeah, or episode three even. Yeah. But I don't know. I did get the sense, though, that they were maybe going to be a bit more on target with the next one. It wasn't going to...
There is something to be said for just knowing... I mean, this is Valve was talking, when I was talking to Valve about Left 4 Dead 2, they were saying just how incredibly different it feels to be working on a game when you already know how to build levels for it, when the mechanics,
you've
already gone through
he
one
about
round
that. He
of
said,
mechanics, you kind of know what went wrong.
Yep.
I mean, it is I mean, they're not going to be redesigning, like, just the fundamental mechanics, although it did sound like maybe for the single player campaigns.
They are doing
they
that.
Are
they are
doing
that. So that's, I mean, he said they don't know.
We'll take any projections with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean, the Zerg and the Protoss campaigns will be completely different. He said that, they haven't really nailed that down yet, but they do have the overarching story complete.
Right.
They're sort of working out the major moments of those expansions so that they can get it to the cutscene team right now, and get those in production.
Yeah.
But he said in the next few weeks, I guess they're going to be talking about the next expansion more like in terms of nailing down exactly what they're doing.
They're going to be talking about the next expansion in a few weeks.
He said fairly. Yeah. In the coming weeks.
Huh, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Just to.
Well, they have to get it moving. I honestly think they're going to try.
Oh, you mean talking about it internally?
Right. Announcement coming.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Probably.
Stay tuned,
probably not. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not.
We're both going to BlizzCon, right? So we'll play more of this plus Diablo 3, I guess.
Yeah. And but, World of Warcraft. Which actually, I don't know if you saw the rumors about what they're...
I saw that there were rumors that might have been crazy, but I don't really know.
They're pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
There's a crazy rumor?
Yeah. I mean, in the last time...
StarCraft 3?
Fucking, like, Warcraft, rumors are awful, but, I mean, a lot of the times they are correct. Like, Lich King rumors were pretty spot on.
Yeah.
And the rumor now is that it's called Cataclysm, obviously, because that's been the rumor going around forever.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, But that actually what the details that were, I think it came out on MMO's, God, I can't remember the name of the site, but
site.
I think it was MMO site, actually. Wow, I really do. I think it was pulled out of my ass. Yeah. Basically it was that Cataclysm is going to be this expansion where they go to they take Azeroth and basically destroy it and like they'll take the home bases of like Orgrimmar and stuff and just completely redo them and premises that, you know, Azeroth's just completely destroyed and all these old zones are redone and completely changed. It sounds really cool. Like I really like that idea of permanently changing an MMO world rather than just having, oh, now we're over in this zone that's completely separate from this thing and this will never change because we don't want to, you know, alienate anybody. I don't know. I like the idea of them just being like, fuck it, we're starting over. This is all new.
Yeah. I mean, that's always what's interesting to me about MMOs. Yeah. Or theoretically, what's like could be interesting to me about MMOs. But they never end up doing that. Like, I mean, I played World of Warcraft for a while. I actually played it all the way to 60 for a few months. And, it just felt like such a static world where just nothing ever changed. Same shit repeats all the time. Yeah, like right. Everyone's locked in this time warp.
Where is the war in Warcraft?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it just, I don't know. Yeah. I can deal with that when I'm playing Diablo and I play the same fucking campaign like 18 times because there isn't, the game is not suggesting it'll be anything other than that. You know? And also you do go through an actual campaign that ends. But World of Warcraft, really pretty much any MMO, I haven't tried that many. I've played a bit of World of Warcraft. I've played a bit of City of Heroes. I played a bit of EverQuest back in the day. I've never enjoyed any of them enough to play them long term.
Mostly when this happens, it's something like, oh, there's an event for a week and this happens.
Right, exactly.
And then it just
sort
of goes away.
Right, right.
But if this is
the idea, especially in a game as huge as World of Warcraft, where I guess they can be guaranteed they can afford to do it. You know what I mean? It's that is one nice thing about having essentially, effectively unlimited player base in that they could lose 90% of it and still have more players than almost any other MMO.
Yep.
Which is a frightening thought, but true.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah.
Probably.
Because they have over 10 million people now, and very few have over a million.
Yeah. I don't think anybody does.
At least in the subscription space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is cool that they might be, if this rumor is correct, at least using that position to do something pretty ballsy and interesting.
Yeah, it sounds a little ballsy, which is refreshing. Yeah.
We do like balls.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like World of Warcraft in space?
I think so.
Like they're launching sort of some, you know, common
rockets?
Zones into space.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to...
Then you float around.
Space on the moon. I would play that MMO.
World of Moon. Craft.
World of Moon, yeah.
Craft
World.
I think they did that in EverQuest.
Really?
Like an expansion on the moon? Where you play on the moon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Man, there's a new EverQuest 1 expansion coming out. I got a press release in my mailbox the other day. It's amazing. They're up to the 16th one, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible, actually. I don't really enjoy that game at all, but that is sort of interesting. What do you think their new MMO is, Blizzard? Think it's moon?
I have no idea.
I think it's probably the moon. I think I'm going to...
You think it's moon?
They're going to put my chips down on that, and then we probably call it a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Mooncraft.
Mooncraft.
Mooncraft?
Mooncraft.
Sounds like Wicca.
Craft of Moon World. Bye.
Wicca!
Jesus
Christ. Oh!
I wish. Stop. All right. Welcome back to the Idle Thumbs First Annual StarCraft II Second Annual Podblast. I'm Chris Remo.
I'm Nick Brecken.
I'm Jake Rodkin.
And we're here today to talk to you about a very special computer game, StarCraft II. Nick and I took a trip down to headquarters of Blizzard Entertainment to play this game a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really, you know, it's coming along. But, you know, I mean, since then, you know, we've seen the delay, the official delay.
It's true.
Blizzard,
they did
right?
delay it, Nick.
Yeah. You know, caught some people by surprise. I wasn't all that surprised.
I wasn't very surprised
based
myself.
Based on what we saw there.
We did see some things that surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, some people were saying you've recanted your original claim that this game would release in 2009.
You're going to call me on that, huh?
I am going to call you on it, Nick.
No, that's
I feel that our readers deserve that.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is true. Yeah, I have to recant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What led you to change your mind? Well, even before the announcement.
Right. Well, you know, there were a lot of features that, you know, I mean, you know, the developers were talking about some things.
So many features.
They hadn't... yeah, there were a lot of features that that simply were not finished, you know, and they weren't sure about which direction they were heading still.
Quest system, for example, the research system. You'd be able to undertake optional goals to level up your units in various ways and get new talents, and looks like they're completely scrapping that one.
Yeah.
Starting over.
Right, starting over.
Fresh start.
Sometimes it's good, yeah.
You just got to take a new appraisal of your life.
Refresh.
And your gameplay mechanics. I think they're doing just that. It's a fun game.
It's absolutely true.
Really enjoyed it. They got a dragoon in there.
There is a dragoon.
I found one.
Yeah.
Secret dragoon.
It's a secret.
It's a little bit of a secret.
It's a hidden dragoon.
There's a dragoon.
Like a hidden Mickey.
There's an untextured dragoon.
Yeah. He's there. Yeah, he doesn't move like a dragoon normally does.
Now, I've heard that this dragoon is not in the game.
He may not be in the game.
He may not be in the multiplayer, but he may make an appearance in the single player.
So it's a campaign.
Yeah, that's the
campaigner.
That's what we're hearing.
He may be.
That's what we're hearing.
We found a secret dragoon. He was hidden.
Yeah.
We seem to have exploited some kind of weakness in the game to unearth a dragoon.
Yeah. Also,
we don't really know how we did that. We tried to reproduce it, and we were unsuccessful.
Sort of happened.
Happened.
But sometimes things like that happen.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes life deals you a curveball.
And you get
sometimes
dragoons.
Life unearths you a dragoon.
It's true. That's what I've always said. My mother always told me that.
She loved dragoons.
She did.
Also, fire bats and medics.
Those are... Yes.
I fucking hate this.
So I was playing Far Cry 2 yesterday.
Wake up! Wizard!
So I was playing Far Cry 2 yesterday.
Oh yeah, I saw you loaded that back up on Steam.
Yeah, it totally was.
Far Cry 2 is today's magic word, horseback. Oh, before you talk about Far Cry 2.
Oh,
sorry. The thing that when you guys were talking about StarCraft 2, which I really
you were apparently right drawing now, a picture.
Yeah, I was thinking about the horseback. I was thinking about how it would be awesome if the horseback was used to make a Wii bagpipe game. Okay. Where you'd have to sort of squeeze it and like plug 6 Wii remotes into it. and the Wii speakers would all go,
yeah.
Oh, that'd be the best. Yeah. You did, so someone would sell in the sort of aftermarket like plaid wrap for the horse bag.
Right.
And a sort of over-the-shoulder satchel, and then you just have to squeeze your horse bag.
Right.
So we should make that for sure. Okay. Anyway, that was StarCraft 2.
I was playing Far Cry 2 yesterday.